This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
When Hashem told them to make the box.
Welcome everybody to the second shiur. We want to thank all the sponsors. If you want to know who the sponsors were, watch the first shiur. But we thank you the same amount, okay? Shkoyach to all the mishpachas that were mishtatif in the shiur. Let me start, and then... Okay. This is an idea that I've spoken about in the past, but it hit me how important it is that this idea is conveyed in Parshas Pekudei. I want to take you straight off the bat to Ois Gimel. There's a pasuk in this week's Parsha that is... It seems inexplicable. You ready for this? Who knows? What day of the year did they erect the Mishkan? Da na na. What? What day of the year? What? Very good. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rashi says that day took 10 crowns. 10 significant things had on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you were to say on the first day of the first month in Lashon HaKodesh, how would you say? Ba'chodesh harishayin, be'echad l'chodesh, or be'echad l'chodesh harishayin. Yeah? Ba'chodesh harishayin, be'echad l'chodesh. You want to see a pasuk in this week's parasha? I can't believe it. It's because it's so long. It's a double parasha. By that time, you know, you're not focused. But if you would, if before this pasuk, we would take a break, make kiddush, have, obviously you can't. But let's say you would, and then come back focused, people would not be able to continue leaning. Are you ready for the pasuk? B'yoyim ha-chodesh harishayin. On the day of the first month. What does that mean? B'yoyim ha-chodesh harishayin. On the day of the first month. What day? B'yoyim ha-chodesh. The words don't make any sense. It should say, "Bachoidesh harishayin be'echad lachoidesh." What in the world does it mean, "Biyoyim hachoidesh harishayin"? You get the question? You feel the question? Is it bothering you? Is the question bothering you? "Biyoyim hachoidesh harishayin" on the day of the first month.
So the word "biyom" is extra.
Yeah, right. It's an extra word. I mean, the whole first shir was about extra letter. The whole first word. Four extra letters. It's a lot of real estate in the Torah for no reason. B'yoyim? No, this is not a rhetorical question. What does it mean? It's an extra word. B'yoyim ha-chodesh harishayin. Shalom aleichem. Good kasha. So I want to tell you the Hilga Avnei Nezer. The Rebbe of Sachachov, in a letter in Aruch Chaim Shin Lamed Vav, in a letter that he wrote in Chodesh Nisan, he says, "I got your letter, Erev Shabbos, and I was delayed in answering your letter. Why? Ki yamim elu yikare ha'erech. The days of Nisan are very valuable. Sha liyayim echashev. An hour of Nisan is like an entire day. An hour of Nisan is like a whole day. What? Why? Is an hour of Adar like a whole day? Maybe if you're sitting in a shir and it's not interesting, yes, an hour is like a whole day. Sometimes even 5 minutes could be like a whole day. By the way, the Rashi says, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Because the rabbi talks, nobody knows what he's talking about, and it seems like the Shabbos is never going to end. It's a big Shabbos. That's what Rashi says in the Sefer HaParadeis. Not as sarcastically as I just said it, but he says that people are sitting through a pilpul, they don't know what it's about, and it seems like it's a long day. That's why it's called Tzai Marabah. Yom Kippur is a long day, because it's a long day. Why is an hour of Nisan like an entire day? By the way, in the Sefer Abir Haroyim, which is the official biography of the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Yishmuel said that when Nisan would come, the Avnei Nezer was very oisgetracht, and he was like in the Olam Oisal Yainim. His mind was like probing the upper heaven. What is significant about the time of Nisan? So I want to share with you something very interesting. When did Avram Avinu pass away? What month? What do you mean, what month? The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar holds B'tishrei naldu ha'avais, B'tishrei mesu avais. Rabbi Yeshua says B'nisan naldu avais, B'nisan mesu avais. The two options are Tishrei or Nisan. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Question: I ain't looking ois dalad. The Yalkut Ruveni brings, and it's also brought in the Seder Hadoyrais. By the way, talking about the Seder Hadoyrais, you know who wrote the Seder Hadoyrais? Rabbi Chil Halperin. He was one of the Achrayim. He wrote the history of the Jewish people from the beginning of time until his time. He wrote a very chashuv work on history. The Chida wrote footnotes on it. There was a very prestigious rabbinic position that opened up, I believe, in Minsk. And the two candidates were the Shagas Aryeh and the Seder Hadoyrais. Shagas Aryeh was the preeminent Talmudic scholar of the time. And they had an argument. If the Torah would be forgotten, the Shagas Aryeh said, I would restore the Torah with my pilpul. And the Seder Hadoyrais says, with my stories, I would make sure the Torah would never be forgotten. By the way, who do you think got the job? Seder Hadoyrais. Metz. Yeah, anyway. So why do I mention that? The Seder Hadoyrais brings, it's also in the Yalkut Ruveni, that Tikaver b'seva toiva. Avraham Avinu was told you will be buried in good old age. Tikaver, tough. B'seva beis. Toiva tes. That Avraham Avinu passed away in Chodesh Teves. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says either Nisan or Tishrei. So how could the Yalkut Ruveni, how could the Seder Hadoyrais say that he passed away in Teves? When was it? When did Avram Avinu pass away? Did he pass away in Teves or did he pass away in Nisan? Comes the Ben Yehoyada, Chacham Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and he quotes the Kabbalistic tradition that Avram Avinu passed away in Teves. The Gemara says either Nisan or Tishrei, says the Ben Yehoyada, Loi Kasha! Nisan encapsulates the whole year. There are days in Nisan that correspond to Nisan. There are days in Nisan that correspond to Iyar. There are days that correspond to Sivan, to Tammuz, to Av. And there are days in Nisan that correspond to Teves. Avraham Avinu passed away in Nisan in the days that correspond to Teves. You hear this? So Mr. Veg knew I was going to quote the Munkacher tonight. That's why he came. Right? We're going to get to it. See, this is the Chiddush of the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada says that the month of Nisan encapsulates the entire year. There are days that correspond to each month. And therefore, Avraham Avinu certainly died in Nisan, but in the day that corresponded to Teves. Now listen to this. Comes the Bnei Yisaschar and the Sefer Agra Dekala. And he brings a tradition from Menachem Mendel Rimanov that how does Nisan correspond to the whole year? The first day of Nisan corresponds to Nisan, the second day corresponds to Iyar, the third day Sivan, the fourth Tammuz, the fifth Av, the tenth Teves. In fact, the Chayza of Lublin, on each day of Nisan, he would say, okay, this is what's going to happen in the whole month. On the second day, he would say, this is what's going to happen in Iyar. He could tell by the day what's going to happen in the corresponding month. The year he passed away in Av. So he said on the first day what's going to happen in Nisan, on the second day what's going to happen in Iyar, on the third day Tammuz, on the third day Sivan, on the fourth Tammuz, and on the fifth, he didn't say anything. And he passed away in Chodesh Av. So now we're learning, yes, Chodesh Nisan encapsulates all the months of the year, but specifically the first 12 days of the month of Nisan correspond to the 12 months of the year. You ready for this? Says the Bnei Yisaschar. Now we understand the Lashon of the Pasuk. Let's come back to that in a moment. So when did Avraham Avinu pass away? He passed away, according to this, on the day in Nisan that corresponds to Teves. So let's say Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Chesed, Kislev, Teves. What day of Nisan did Avram pass away? 10th. What day is traditionally the 10th day of Nisan? Shabbos Haggadah. What did we do on Shabbos Haggadah? We took a gedi and we tied it to the bed. What's the mazel of Teves? Gedi. Why is the mazel of Teves gedi? Because since the first day, first Nisan, the 10th of Nisan corresponds to Teves, and they took a gedi and they tied it to the bed, therefore the mazel of Teves is gedi. By the way, what's the... We know that every month has a different permutation of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? That emanates from a different pasuk. What is the permutation of Teves? Gadlu, ending in a Vav, Lashem, Iti Unaroimema. So since the permutation of Teves is Gadlu, that's why the 10th of Nisan, corresponding to Teves, is Shabbos Haggadah. Now, here's my chiddush. Humble chiddush. That means Shabbos, the Shabbos, the 10th of Nisan, is the Patira of Avram Avinu. Does anybody remember, what is Avram Avinu called in Tanakh? The Medrash says Avram Avinu is called in the Navi Yehoshua, Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anokim, the great man, the Gadol, the great man. Maybe that's why we call it Shabbos HaGadol. It's the Shabbos of Avraham Avinu. He's the first person ever called a Gadol. Avraham Avinu was the first individual. You know, is he a Gadol? I know he's Chasha, but is he a Gadol? Nowadays, everybody's interested, but is he a Gadol? You know, what exactly that means? But I want to know, who in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim is called Gadol? Only one man. Avraham. Ooh, when's his yard site? Shabbos before Pesach. So he's called Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos of Avraham Avinu. That's a good one. By the way, the Shlah HaKadosh says in, you know, there's a question, why don't we say Tachnon the whole month of Nisan? So now we're learning, and I want to tell you the Shlah. The Shlah says on the Pasuk, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This whole month is a month of Rosh Chodesh. Each day has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. Each day of Nisan has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. But now we're understanding how. Because each day corresponds to an entire month. It's like the head of an entire month. So let's come back and read the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. A very difficult Pasuk. But now it comes out very beautiful. Let's see if I can find it. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Yeah, where is it? By the way, the Munkacher says that's why the mazel of Chodesh Teves is Gedi, because Shabbos HaGadol, which is the 10th of the month, we took a gedi and we tied it to our bed, and that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because the permutation of Shem Havaya of Teves is from Gadlu Lashem Iti. But comes the Bnei Yisachar in the Sefer Agra Dekala. If you look at Oyz Zayin, and he says all of this is latent and laden in the Pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. What does the Pasuk say? B'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishayin. On the day of the first month. We ask, what does it mean? On the day of the first month. On the day of the first month? Should say, BaChodesh HaRishayin, the first month. BiYachal HaChodesh, on the first of the month. What day is the day of the first month? But knowing what we just learned, what day of Nisan is the day of the first month? Right? What day of Nisan is the day of the first month? The first day of Nisan. The first day of Nisan. The first day of Nisan corresponds to the whole month of Nisan. So the first, it's B'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishon. It's the day of the first month. It's the day that encapsulates the whole first month. It didn't just want to say B'chodesh harishon bi'achal l'chodesh. Because then you would just say, it's the first day of the month. It's teaching, it's the day of the first month. B'yoyim ha'chodesh harishon. The day that encapsulates the whole first month. And isn't it of note that in which parsha does the Torah convey to us the significance of the Zman of Nisan? In the parsha, right before the month of Nisan begins. Think it's a coincidence that the pasuk that teaches us that each day of Nisan corresponds to a whole month, that pasuk is found in Pekudei. Pekudei is the parsha that we read right before Chodesh Nisan. It's the parsha of Chodesh Nisan. Right? Sav is Shabbos Haggadah. Vayikra is the first Shabbos of Nisan. Pekudei is immediately preceding Nisan. So in the parsha that immediately precedes Nisan, it is revealed to us this great chiddush that the Zman of Nisan is different than other Zmanim. Here's how I view it. You know, are all cells in the body equal? Not quite. Are there any cells that from that cell you could create any part of the body? Stem cell. Or, you know, of the umbilical cord sometimes. There's certain, like, primary cells from which potentially any part of the body could be generated. So same thing with time. Not all time is equal. There's certain hours of the year. There's certain moments of the year that those hours are like, you know, general zmanim that encapsulate the whole year. So the Zman of Nisan is like the stem cell of the year in terms of Zman, that in that time is latent all the time of the year. This is a lesson that is taught specifically in Parshas Pekudei. B'yoyim ha'chodesh harishayin. Not b'chodesh harishayin be'echel ha'chodesh. On the day of the first month, which is what is the day of the first month? The first day of the month. But it expresses it that way to learn to understand the entire month is latent in that day. Now we could go back and explain the language that the Avnei Nezer says, that an hour of Nisan is the equivalency of an entire day. Because if a day in Nisan is like a month, then an hour is like a day. That's what the Avnei Nezer means. That because it's the foundation of the year and the start of the year and the beginning of the year, therefore it encapsulates more time. A day is like a month, an hour is like a day. And let's just end off with the holy words of the Chiddush Harim.
What about that birthday? What's it referring to?
So it's saying, not just the first day. B'yoyim ha'chodesh harishayin.
Right.
On the day of the first month. No, it says be'echel ha'chodesh on the first day. But why does it refer to that?
What about that day?
Whatever you need to, you put up the Mishkan.
That's the day they put up the Mishkan. That's what the Torah is referring to.
Yes. But the point is, why describe it that way? It's described, okay? So the Chiddush Harim says that HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that the Koyach is given to our hands, everything is within our Rishus. If we would appreciate the value of Chodesh Nisan, Lehayinu Mevatlim Afilu Rega, we would not let even a moment go by. Every moment of Nisan is extremely precious. And this is a lesson that is enunciated in this week's parsha, the parsha right before Chodesh Nisan, Be'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishayin. This is the great discovery of the Agra Dekala, the Bnei Yisaschar, and is elaborated on by the Shar Yisaschar, the Munkachar, and the Ben Yehoyada also brings this idea that each day of Nisan corresponds to a specific month, the 10th corresponding to Chodesh Teves. Rav Chananya ben Akasha, Emer, Ratzah, Gosh, Baruch, Luzang, Yisrael, Fikach, Hiram, Tarmitz, Hashem, Emer, Adonai, Chavit, Shemat, Sikai, Yagdil, Tarbi, Yadir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.